Kiddos, come and join me. All right, everybody have a seat. How are you today? Everybody good? Oh, man. Well, we got some girls today. So, do you know, boys, do y'all know one day y'all might be married to one of these girls that's here? All right, I know you don't want to think about that today, but that may happen. Got a question for you. Just pretend for a moment that one of you found this nice man over here that was handing out and giving gifts to people. All right? Let's see. Let's see. Who would find out first? All right, Caleb, since you've got a brand new little brother, you can be our first volunteer today. Now, you find out this fella is giving away, and all you have to do is ask. I can't hear you. Have what?
The dollar?
Yes, you can. That's all yours. All right, now, wait a second. Now, I gave that to you. If you were going to be a real good friend, what you get? You need to go to the bathroom? Okay. All right. If you were going to be a real good friend to somebody, what would you tell them when you got back to your friends? Let me hear you. What would you tell them? If you're going to be a real good friend, and there's this nice man over here that's handing out money to people, if they'll just ask him, what would you tell your friends?
I don't know.
I've got an idea.
You got an idea, Will? Well, come over here. Come here, Will. If you gotten that dollar and found that and you went back to your friends, what would you tell your friends?
Probably that man is being kind.
He's being kind. But what would you tell him? What would you say, Jimmy?
You would pass the dollar on to someone else.
But what if that man was going to give something to all your friends? How many of your friends would you tell about it?
100.
Would you tell everybody?
Yes.
Everybody? Do you know? Jesus has given us a gift. It's a gift of life. And he wants us to tell everybody about it. Now listen to this verse from the first chapter of Acts in verse 8. It says, "But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses." Just think about this. He says, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and we're going to get a little farther out, and in Judea, a little farther out, and in Samaria, let's go a little farther out, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. So what Jesus is telling us is that when we receive him in our lives, that we are going to be his witnesses. Now listen to me closely. Guys, listen to me. There may be some of you, all of us are going to be witnesses right here at home. But there may be a call of God on your life. God may be calling some of you to go to another country to share the good news of Jesus. Let me tell you, Brother Clement, who is with us today, he became a Christian because many years ago, missionaries went to his country and told the people in his country about Jesus. I want you to think about that and what God, everybody in your life needs to hear about Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for these children. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I pray today, Lord, we know you have your hand on them. Lord, if there be any in this group that you're pricking their heart to be a missionary in another country, Lord, I pray you'll speak to them. You'll begin that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, y'all can go to Kids Zone. All right. We have as our guest today the Reverend Dr. Clement Amati, my good friend. He needs no introduction here. I pray you'll hear him faithfully. Clement has done everything and been everywhere in Nigeria when it comes to what the work of God is in that country. I hope today he will tell you about his prayer time with the president of that country. So today, please hear him prayerfully. Clement, come on.
Do I say good morning, everybody? Good. In Nigeria now, it's evening. Good evening. 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in Nigeria. So my people are praying for me because they know that I'm here. And I wish I can carry this lively church straight like this, transport all of you to Nigeria. Is it possible? It is possible in spirit. Amen. Thank God for the opportunity I have to be here today. I'm not going to preach a very long sermon, because if I preach for less than 45 minutes, you are going to give me a word. But if I take up to 2 hours, you better ring the bell and leave the hall. So let us ask our sister Audrey to read the scriptures for us. Can you please, John? Yeah.
Read out of Luke 19, 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead, climbed a sycamore tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to murmur, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of any, I will pay back 4 times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost."
Thank you very much. This morning is going to be a form of presentation, not merely preaching. I'm not going to preach. So the story has it that Zacchaeus found Jesus when he climbed the sycamore tree. There were other trees that were around, but it was the sycamore tree that Zacchaeus climbed to see Jesus Christ. Our lives should be the sycamore tree people will climb to see Jesus. True? Next. The height of the tree. You see, the Bible tells us that it is 80 to 120 feet tall. It is tall enough for Zacchaeus to climb above every other person. But it's not too tall that he could not reach there. Neither is it too short, creeping, that he could not even climb. So it has a height that could make someone to climb and see Jesus Christ. So, and that was where I say number 3. All right. I said the height we have talked about. Then the next one is the pastor and the members of the church should be available and should be ready to live the life that will not prevent people from seeing Jesus Christ. Because some of us, the life we live in the community can prevent people from seeing Jesus Christ. How tall are you? Or how short are you? Number four, the leaves. Okay. Large canopy of green leaves that spread out and cover the tree. A living and spirit-filled individual or church provides shelter for the hungry souls that want to see Jesus Christ. I can understand. If you have heard about Mahatma Gandhi of India, he was not a Christian and he had no religion. But in India, they were practicing caste system. That is, between the plebeians and the patricians. These are the real citizens, and these were the people untouchable. So that was the system that was on. So one day, this man, Mahatma Gandhi, went to the church and saw Christians worshiping. So he said, well, let me go and worship with the Christians over here. On getting there, they said to him, Mahatma Gandhi, you cannot worship here. Look at your people over there. Go there where they are. That man said, if discrimination will be in the church, then there is no need being a Christian. That is how he founded the Hindu religion. If he had been accepted, he wouldn't have formed a religion of his own. See what discrimination can cause us. Some people all over, many people are suffering all over the world. And some of us, by the grace of God, God has made America what you are. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But then, there was a story. Well, you better don't take it seriously, but it's a story. Three people went to hell. One of them an American. The next one a British. And the third one a Nigerian. When they got to hell, they wanted to make phone call to their homes. The American picked the phone and made only 1 minute or so. The British man did the same thing, and the Nigerian, all of them the same 1 minute. But you know when the bill came out, the American, his own bill was $10. The British, about £1. But the Nigerian, not up to 10 cents. The American was angry. Why is it that I made the same call, the same minute with a Nigerian, and you charge me $10? Satan said, man, you made a long distance call, and so you paid for it. The British man was angry also. Why did I make a law just only 1 minute, and you charge me highly? He said, you made a long distance, and that's why you were charged. But the Nigerian, he was charged only 10 cents. Why? Satan said, well, Nigeria is already in hell, so he made only a local call. So that's why he was not. So people are in hell, and they want help from you. So when you are making your calls, you are making long distance, because America is already in heaven. Smooth body, number five. It has no thorns on the body. Thorns prevent others from close contact. And something happened in Nigeria. The churches in Nigeria had thorns on them because they did not allow each other to come closer. The Catholics and the Anglicans were quarreling who is superior. The Pentecostals were coming or springing up as holier than thou churches. And you know what united us together? The persecution of the Muslims. That is how we came up with what we call the Christian Association of Nigeria. That has brought us together. And I know that this church, I'm trying to establish something that will bring a lasting relationship between this church and the church in Nigeria. And that is what I call the pen pal. I want our sister Terry Rockwell to stand up, please. Please, if you are interested in having a pen pal in Nigeria, give her your name, your number, your address, and the age, so that we can link you with the members of the church at home. So that there will be correspondence between members of this church and the members of our Community Baptist Church in Nigeria. Please, if you are interested in doing that, we will appreciate it. Because something happened some time ago. Thank you very much for sitting down, even though I haven't allowed you to. So, something happened when I came to Nigeria, to America in 1977. The missionaries who came to Nigeria preached to us. After preaching to us, some of us were converted by the grace of God. And we got the admission to come over here. It was the missionary who sponsored me to come to America. And you know what happened in those days? They would want you to come to they would want to come to Nigeria. But when you come to their place, they would not want you to worship in their churches. They had to. So when I was traveling from Bolivar to Missouri, Bolivar to New Orleans, the mother of the missionary, my friend, Dr. McFadden, she told me that she had to call the pastor to get permission for me to worship with them in their church. And I was traveling with my wife and my daughter. I said, send words to him that I am no longer worshiping in Mississippi. I'm going straight to New Orleans. See, that was the situation at that time. But glory be to God today. We can sit down here. You don't know who is black, who is white. To God be the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
You say amen.
Amen.
Amen. John, Brother Charles, do you hear me? Now, the fruits. Each fruit called achenes is dry and light enough to be carried by the wind and helps to plant the church in other places. A living church is an evangelical church. See, the fruit, the wind will spread it. And it will go and plant other churches, other trees. So, and if you want to be a living church, the Chinese proverb says, if you want to be remembered, first, you have to plant a tree. Second, you have to write a book. And third, you have to have a son. I don't know how many of us we want to live in this world without being remembered. What will people remember you for after staying in this world? So you better do something now. Plant yourself somewhere. Plant the sycamore tree somewhere. Amen. So that you'll be remembered. The danger, there's danger. That's number seven. Yeah. Is hairy exterior, however, can cause skin allergies. See, the body, the exterior part of it, if you are allergic to it, you can cause respiratory problem for you. The same thing with people who think that they can take the church of God for granted. The wrath of God, when they want to destroy the church of God, the wrath of God will be upon them. And so let us be very, very careful how we handle the church of God. Because that which is sweet can also be bitter. God, the God of justice, for him to be the God of justice, he has to execute justice. Which means somebody has to suffer for the sin he has committed. All right. The site to plant the tree. It needs to be near the water or on the body place where it can yield fruits. If you plant a tree where it is not having fertilizer, very soon it will die away. And so the church of God must be where the Holy Spirit will water day in and day out. If there is no flow of the Holy Spirit here, it becomes a dead church. I was reading an email last night of what is happening in Europe. Many churches are folding up and selling their buildings to other organizations. Even in Muslims, you get inside the church, you don't see the youth again, you see the old people. But one thing, my joy since I came in, since this October, I came into America, is that what we have had in Nigeria, back in Nigeria, is not what I'm seeing now this generation. Since they passed the bill, that is gay marriage or whatever, I thought that so many churches could have closed. But glory be to God, you are still alive and will be alive in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You are not a dead church. We thought that most of you might have gone away because they have approved gay. Everybody, they close prayer in the public places. We still have people. To whom shall we go? So a living church or individual needs the water of Holy Spirit to grow. You need the water of Holy Spirit to grow. Now we come to next one. The sycamore tree, Savannah, Georgia, USA. That is here. I got that here. That's your sandburn. All right. Then the number two, next one. You see, Okeres. It is Okeres that link me to everything has a root. Without the Okeres, I couldn't have been here. And thus they couldn't have known me. So you can see the chief, high chief and the lolo. When you talk about lolo, Okenwanyi. You know what's called Okenwanyi? The big woman. The mama, the queen. So Leslie is my daughter, and I cherish her very much. So the Okeres brought us together. Next one, the Community Baptist Church. So that's just the Okeres are between the community and the sycamore. The next one, well, that is the patron of Community Baptist Church. That's the patron. And the patron is, well, do you have a word called patroness? That's the mamas of Community and the sycamore tree. The next one, well, when you talk about Amadi, you have Dusty there, Amadi and his wife here. Amen. That's right. The next one. How does that? Yeah. That's Amadi and Okere. The chieftaincy title. All right. The next one. That was in Nigeria. Did you see it clearly? Okay, yeah. This one is a little bit bold. That was when the coming together began. That was your first trip, is that? And with your daughter, who is now married? Second trip? Okay. She's now married. We are still tracing the history. The next one. Community Baptist Church, Owerri. The church started when I visited USA in 2007. So when I got home, I started that church. With the help of this church, when you were somewhere, I don't know the location now. It's not, I don't know whether I could have known it. But I'm not living here. I don't belong to this place. But I'm here in spirit. Okay, where do you call it?
Georgetown.
Georgetown, yeah, inside the school. Yeah. So with the little help you gave to me, and I retired, when I retired, I saved the little money, plus the little help I got here, we started that Community Baptist Church. And I named it Community because I saw the name. And I told him, that is going to be your brainchild. That is the relationship, how we started. You can see that whatever you are doing here is almost what we are doing there. As an extension of this church. It started, okay. Community Baptist, Baptist record. How many are we in the church? Well, we have only 3 men that are regular. But we have other men that visit and go. And some come and they don't see them again. Because that community where it is a very, formerly, the people that were living around that place were the poor people, the rejected. But now, they have all gone. So the big men are coming everywhere. That area is government quarters. So if we can get the men, we'll be very happy. But right now, we're not big enough, only the women. So as we continue, women 10, youth about 15, children, yeah. And every average collection on Sunday from 10,000 and above, which means about $50 and above. average collection every Sunday. With that, but what happens too is when we need money or we need projects, we ask people to donate. They donate. So we don't depend mostly on the income, because you cannot even pay the pastor we have there now. The next one. That's a child dedication by Reverend Dr. Madi in the old building, which you know. I don't know. How many of you have visited Nigeria? Please raise your hand. Let me see. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, mainly 4. Well, is it up to 1/4 of this house? No. Thank you very much. So that building, which you saw, was the old building where we had this child education. And we have moved away from there. The community Baptist Church done down. This one. In 2000, you see, that's the old building. You see, still on. We are now expanding it, and we have torn down that one that was remaining. When it was there, we started the expansion. The next one. Okay. That is a structure that was started by the conference that owns that land with us. Because of fund, they have abandoned that place. So if we have the money to complete our church, we will own that little structure. Yes. Because I don't think they have money to continue. That's the situation now. Now, when we began to tear down that place, the next one is Okere's house. I call Dr. Kere my son and Leslie my daughter. And they are treating me like their father, even though I'm the uncle. How can you build a house and you bring an uncle to say, uncle, live in this house? Till further notice. Until notice comes, then I'm still a member, I'm still the owner of the house. So that is what they have done for me. This is the house where they have put me in a worry. And those of you who have visited know the place. Next one. I'm a farmer. That's my hobby is fish farming. And that is me and my grandson. So when I went to harvest, this is another one. Yeah, it's still the same. That's the pond where I farm the fish. That's the fish pond. The next one. That's the fish from the pond. Well, I hope my paper does not fly away, because a preacher was preaching and the wind blew. He tried to reach out. His paper fell down. He tried to reach out. The rat came and carried it away. Then what did he do? When the rat carried away the paper, he opened to John 3:16 and said, "Members, pay me." Old church reversed. Okay. So now this is the structure that was going on, but this December we tore it down completely. And then the next one is a construction of a water borehole going on in that premises. And then next one, this is the deck for the building where we are now. We used to use bamboo. I don't know how you build your upstairs here. We used to use bamboo before we poured the deck concrete on top. And that's what we did. That's why it's been supported by the bamboos. And while that thing was going on, the 3 months. Next one. All right. The 3 months, the members worshipped outside under the sun. We started the service by 7 o'clock before the sun would go down, come up. We started very early in the morning. We were outside. And God so kind, we were not beaten by the rain that time. So we were outside worshiping while the decking was going on. Next one. That was the Sunday school class outside. The next one. Women holding their programs under the sun. You can see the women there. The next one is the whole congregation. And where were we meeting? We were meeting in Dr. Kere's compound. Outside. Because the parlor could not contain the members. So we were meeting outside, and you see mango trees that were there. Under the mango trees to help us sometimes. Then the next one is the choir outside. The same choir, number 30, next one. That's the choir. Then the next one is the pastor. We have a student pastor. We have to him to sign undertaking, memorandum of understanding, that he should be our pastor till he graduates. When he graduates, if he wants to become the full-time pastor, then we can call him. So that we have that understanding between us and him. So we don't depend on him. If he decides to go away, he's free to go away. But right now, we are paying him some stipend so as to continue his education. Next one. Now we begin with the family members. Family member number one, Amadi and family. That's me, my wife, and our children, and the other two children that were with us. The next one is the pastor and his family. He has five children. Next one is Deacon Osigwe. Because we took photographs of the members of the church, so as to present to you, you know the people you are dealing with. The next one is Mrs. Evelyn, the secretary, and that's for the family. All right. No. Did we jump? Okay. Yeah, that's Evelyn. Okay. The next one is... That is... we pass Dignesi Igbokwe before Evelyn. Then the next one is Chinedi Igbokwe. Yeah, that's it. That's the WMU president. And you see, these women are members of the church, but their husbands are not in town. And they're not even members of that church. Next one is Joy, you know, huh? You can see women, when I'm telling that the women are... Any church without the women is a social club. Did you hear me right? Any church without the women is a social club where people just meet and gather and talk about other things. The women are the pillars of the church. Women, can you take that credit? Yes, you are. Without women, you can't get a big congregation. No. Well, after that, we have the Joy and Haya. Then the next one is the single men, the single members, one by one. Now, the next one is Sycamore Tree, the Sycamore and community members in Nigeria. Do you see the members of Sycamore coming to Nigeria? See how we are united together. Nobody can say you are not one. And that relationship is what I'm trying to tell you, and we want to seal it more and more. All right, the next one is we have the Sycamore and the Community Baptist Church in 90. Yeah, that is, who is that?
Music man.
Is that the music man?
Yeah,
man. I want to make a request here. Can you lend me this music man to come to Nigeria at least stay 3 months and teach our seminary? Just 3 months for one semester. Let him teach music in our college. Our people will like him. So that's him. I see him again on the stage, dancing and playing. Where is I think you see yourself, Terry, the dancing lady. She demonstrated that day and people admired her. Immediately she came out, all our people around her, people came out and we were dancing with her. They made me feel proud that very day when I celebrated my 70th anniversary. Another one. These are the community children under the leaking roof. Now, something happened. We tore down the building and started breaking. We went and borrowed money. But unfortunately, our contractor, our engineer, did a very poor job. So the whole thing is about to collapse. If you watch well, you will see that roof is leaking. And see the ground is water. The children were standing on water inside the hall. And that is the appeal we are going to make today. What can we do about it? When the time comes, you talk about it. Because the water will be leaking and the roof is collapsing. We have met the engineer. And he has given us cost, what it will take to to put it back, to stop the building from collapsing on us. Yeah. And the next one. Okay. That is Amadi and the Akeres in Sycamore. So in the Sycamore compound this year. The next one. Who is that? Cool Breeze. Then the next one. Challenge from Sycamore Tree. Go to the challenge. As an individual, can you describe your life as a sycamore tree so that those who come near you can see Jesus Christ? Is your life a channel of blessing?
You have to decide today.
To this church, are you up to your name with the characteristics of the sycamore tree? Are you up to your name? We describe the sycamore tree, what it can produce. Are you up to your name or are you answering name? Because the King Charles of England, they caught somebody who stole and they brought him to King Charles of England. King Charles asked him, what is your name? He said, my name is Charles. King Charles said, you either change your name or you change your character. You either change to be sycamore tree or you change from what you sycamore tree ought to be. Where people will climb and see Jesus Christ. Now, the needs of Community Baptist Church. We need 1.5 million naira. That is $10,000 to prevent the collapsing decking. Strong evangelism to bring men, members into that church. Continue the financial aid you have been given from time to time in running the church. More visits from Sycamore Church. That will be handled by Dr. Dustin. Now we are over to my daughter Leslie. Can you bring those books? Leslie will give you, we have only about 25 copies. She will distribute it to free of charge to anybody who is willing to have. After that, if this were in Nigeria, and we want to say we want to raise money, she could have been the chair lady. And she could have told you how much she's going to give. Because in Nigeria, we raise hand for her. And when she says she's going to give us 2,000, 4,000, she will do it.
Wow.
Well, amen. If she says it, she will do it. But for the time being, you distribute the books. Get all of them. Give to the members. Over to you, sir. I hand over to my boss is Dusty in America. But when he comes to Nigeria, I am his boss, whether he likes it or not. I have to control him. Because as a cool breeze, he can flare, just go to other places. And the Boko Haram will take him away. Sir, over to you.
God bless you, sir.
There's one thing that you forgot to tell them today. Stand back up here. I want you to tell them about your prayer time with President Goodluck Jonathan.
Oh, okay. Well, not only Jonathan, when Obasanjo was elected as the president of the Federation of Nigeria, the Baptist people were invited to come and pray for him because he was a Baptist. When I got there, they asked me to lead in prayer. I told Obasanjo to come out and kneel down with his wife. The people said, Amadi, why did you ask the president to kneel down? I said, if I were the native doctor and I asked him to kneel down, won't he kneel down? So I had to pray for him, and Obasanjo had to kneel down to pray. Now, this time, Jonathan was the president. He's about, the time he was about to leave, that was this year, February, they invited the church leaders all over the nation. And they asked me to pray for him. It was there I told him that his time is over because corruption was too much and he could not control it. Even though I prayed for him, and I told him the truth and nothing but the truth.
That would be the president of the country. Has God spoken to you today? He's spoken to me. What are you going to do about it? We have a challenge. I believe we've been challenged beginning at 9:30 this morning in every way we can be challenged today to be who God has called us to be, to get on with the business of being a disciple, a follower of Jesus, and all that that means in this culture right now, right here. All the people that are depending on us to be all that we're supposed to be. You think about the people that are connected to you that need Jesus right now, who if they died today, they would not be with Jesus forever. They would be separated from Jesus forever. We have a mission. We have a mission right here. We have a mission with our brothers and sisters across the ocean. And they need us. And we need them. Don't we? Did God speak to you this morning? Are your toes a little bruised today? That wasn't Clement. That was the Holy Spirit. Now, I think a man that will ask the president of the country to come and kneel and then will tell him the truth, I don't think he'll hold back the truth from us, do you think? And he's spoken the truth to us today. Are we fulfilling our name as the sycamore, lifting people up so they can see Jesus? Now he's put the needs up there of their church. That all they need is $1.5 million. Naira, that's $10,000. U.S. Now, I'm not going to ask you to give a dime today. I prayed over this. As far as this need, you, with whatever tithe you want to bring today, you bring that today. I'm not asking you to do that because I want you to pray about this. I want you to pray about it this week. And next week, If God leads us in that way, we're going to receive an offering and to give to our brothers and sisters. What he didn't tell you was that in the rainy season, which is half the year, guess what? Those people out there under the trees, guess what's happening outside? It's raining. That's half the year. They don't have spring, summer, winter, fall. They have rainy season and dry season. Those pictures were taken in the dry season, not the rainy season. So, I want you to think about it. God has taken us halfway around the world for us to share the gospel and to be there. And I want you to know, let me tell you something that breaks my heart. To date, I've not shared the gospel a single time in Nigeria that someone did not receive Jesus in their life. It hadn't happened. So both of my trips over there, every single day, every place we went, I shared the gospel. What's the difference of there and here? It begins in your heart. It begins in what God's speaking to you. Is God speaking to you today about your responsibility? I'm very touched by a lot of things now. I'm touched by what you guys have done for Audrey and I in thinking about us in that way. And your love and your care and what God is doing in your life. As your pastor today, as one of God's under-shepherds, you know, here at this flock, Brother Dane, Brother Rick, and myself, we want to challenge you to go to the next step with the Lord. He's not through with us. He's got much more for us. Now, if you're here today and you've never received Jesus in your life, I pray today will be the day you accept Him in your life. That's what all this is about. And maybe we're going to have a ministry time today. And maybe the Lord's spoken to you. You'd like to come and pray with Brother Clement. Pray with me or Brother Rick or Brother Dane. We're here today. You come. We're going to open the altar for you to come. And I want you to be praying about these things. Praying about our responsibility. Because Brother Clement, I think he laid it out pretty well. But all he was the mouthpiece of the Holy Spirit to challenge us today. Let's pray together. Lord, as we open the altar now, I thank you that you speak to us. That you speak to us because you love us and you want the best for us today. Oh God, come. Come right now. Come as we open the altar. Come and speak to us. Come and move in our lives. Lord, may we be the reflection of the image of Jesus to a world that's dying without Christ and will be separated from Him for all eternity. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The altar's open.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in the miry clay, making sinners into saints. And I will always sing your praise. Here on earth and ever after, for you've shown me heaven's my true home. When it's all been said and done, you're my life when life is gone. Lord, your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in the miry clay, making sinners into saints.
I'd like to get your cards from you. If you want to bring those now, the basket's up here. If you have an offering to bring, you can bring it this time.
I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever after, for you've shown me heaven's my true home when it's all been said and done. You're my life when life is gone.
Prayed about whether or not to say this to you, but I believe I've got the red light from the Lord to stop my lack of faith, and the green light to say exactly what he's put on my heart. One phrase. The damnable thing for us is that we'd be able to reduce our relationship to Jesus to a convenience. That's all I got to say today. God bless you. Go in grace with the joy of the Lord. May the power of the Holy Spirit be upon you. As you go in His grace, may you represent the Son, Jesus the Christ. May you get the authority of the Father on your life as you go. God bless you. I love you. Come on, Clement. Come to the back.